We haven't gotten all of the newspapers yet. We did get some of them. This is the very popular Daily News.
What's the circulation?
LA.
What is the circulation of the Daily News? A few million, isn't it?
Millions.
It's in the millions. It's the largest in the
largest New York. Circulation.
So they gave us the center section.
That's the big, the most popular section. This side.
The feminine has east meets west. Very good lady. Very good lady. And I the walls are selected.
The other pictures, I think some are from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent. The center section is next to the front page. The center section is a very most popular page in the paper because it has interesting pictures. They wrote a
you can send one this cutting to Mr. Bajaj. Fifth Avenue, Paris, meets West. Very good.
Send one to Mayapur as
well?
Send one to Mayapur as well?
You can send to many places, but this title is very nice.
This is the point.
He's, and as I say always, the lame man meets the blind man. Together they'll do wonderful. And different they cannot be.
No.
He's blind, he's lame. But they join together. Indian culture and American money. Money required.
You want to hear what they wrote? Should I read to you what it's written? Very nicely written. With everybody pulling together and everybody puffing together. A huge float is tugged down Fifth Avenue yesterday during the first Ratha Yatra parade of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The parade moved south from Central Park to Washington Square Park, where a free feast, music, art, dance, and theater festival was held. According to a spokesperson, quote, Ratha Yatra is a time when people come to dance, sing, and feast amidst a sublime atmosphere of bright flags, festoons, banners, garlands, flowers, and incense, simply to feel the poetry and blissful nature of life.
Very good. This is blissful nature.
Yes. You can see the devotees pulling the float.
Read the caption in the middle.
And they have created a civilization. Why no one gambling and meat?
Here's what it said. The multicolored floats contrast with Fifth Avenue's concrete canyon. As parade passes 34th Street yesterday. Here it says, an idyllic mood in saffron robes.
Everything is approved.
Oh yeah, highly approved. Then there's another, New York Times.
Oh, this is very important.
Beautiful photograph.
Feet meets west in Hare Krishna.
Feet.
That fate.
Means and coffee is also in India.
Look at that picture. It's very clear. Should I read you this, Arnak?
Yes.
This one is not. It's not bad, but it's not so accurate. In size, it was dwarfed by Operation Sail. In popular concern, it was outweighed by the Democratic National Convention. But for hundreds of Hare Krishna followers, including many Indian immigrants to New York, yesterday's Ratha Yatra Festival was by far the most important event in an eventful month. Pulling three brightly colored chariots down Fifth Avenue from Central Park to Washington Square, the religious group's adherents were celebrating one of the oldest holy days of the Indian calendar, the Feast of Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, according to Krishna doctrine. Most of the participants in the parade were young Westerners, followers from as far away as Caracas and Montreal. But the crowd included hundreds of Indians who brought the basic Krishna faith with them from Bombay and Calcutta.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Like many other immigrant groups who preserved their forms of worship, once they came to America, the Indians who watched or participated in the parade were pleased to see that they could keep the faith even in New York City.
These Africans, let them come. They become Barasab.
Barasab. Big Western.
While Hare Krishna propounds doctrines of world renunciation, common to other varieties of the Hindu faith, the sect, officially known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, was founded in 1965 by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose fame as a guru came only after he arrived in the United States in the same year. For most of the Indians watching the parade, however, Hare Krishna was close enough to their brand of Hinduism to make them feel at home.
That's good. It means that we're not a light cult. It means we have a great tradition.
Yeah, it's actually good.
They're recognizing it.
It's surprising that you find this, quote, it's surprising that you find this right in New York City. It's our way of life, said Nagin Patel, a civil engineer from Jersey City who emigrated from Bombay. We love New York City and America. It's the most beautiful place in the world. No other country will give such freedom for our own ceremony.
That's the best.
But the Krishna people were not entirely free of harassment. Along the parade route, three men, including one who said he was an evangelical Christian minister, jeered at the parade and called on parade watchers to become Christians. Quote, idol worship, this is absolutely ridiculous. Read the Bible, cried one man who would identify himself only as a normal Christian. There was a brief scuffle when an Indian immigrant tried to tear a large placard out of the hands of another heckler. The placard read, turn or burn. The police broke things up but made no arrests. They are insulting us, said the Krishna follower, who declined to identify himself. I'm a devotee of Krishna and Christ. These people who are doing this in the name of Christ are criminals. Pretty strong statement. Except for the hecklers, however, the parade was generally very well received by passers-by, who enjoyed the three multi-hued floats, the sun, and the chanting and dancing of the young Krishna marchers.
I think
it's great, said Tyrone Adams of Philadelphia, who was paying a visit to his hometown of Englewood, New Jersey. I'm not religious, but they're all happy and dancing, and that is what life is all about. Even a non-religious person said it. In Washington Square, a crowd of about 3,000, many of whom were there as part of the normal Sunday afternoon activities, heard Swami Prabhupada deliver a lecture. Later, the crowd was served a free vegetarian feast. Along the side, Krishna followers sold Indian sweets, Krishna scriptures, and what one speaker described as transcendental paraphernalia.
Anyway,
it's a good arm. Yeah, for the Times especially, it's good because they're very conservative.
Yeah, the Times first published
about
my activity.
Oh.
Tom Kings and his friends. They first published.
Now, over the television last night, there was gigantic coverage. CBS, which is the most important station, gave 2.5 minutes coverage.
Wow.
They had a very big program, and the reporters, Drista Dhoom was watching, he said that the reporters through the whole news, they were very grim. And then they were, because they read what they're saying. Suddenly their faces lit up and they said, and Hare Krishna had a parade today. And then they described the whole parade. And they loved it. They said it was very well received. CBS reported, ABC reported, NBC reported, Channel 5 gave big coverage. All the television networks gave a big coverage. It was very well publicized, with a lot of coverage and photos, you know. They were showing movies of the parade, of you lecturing, of the crowds that were gathered, taking prasadam.
Somebody should send this clipping, not our man,
to your god. Some Indian people.
These little answers to cooperate with Americans. Because the most criticism for his present time, and everyone will criticize.
Yes,
the Americans have criticized like anything. And if they are thinking that the American people are actually a nation is under danger.